Okay. I wanted to go over tonight the basic shitas of the Rambam and the Ramban about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Come in, hold on a second. I'm opening it, one second. The shittas of the Ramban and the Rambam, Tchiyas HaMeisim, Olam Hava, and Imos HaMashiach. And this is an introduction to the next paragraph. Also, we have to go over it again a few times to get it clear. So, the basic machloikis is there Tchiyas HaMeisim before Olam Hava? So, Olam Hava is a big machloikis. The Rambam says there's no Tchiyas HaMeisim before Olam Haba. And the Ramban says there is Tchiyas HaMeisim before Olam Haba. The Welt assumed, many of the contemporaries of the Rambam assumed that because the Rambam said there's no Tchiyas HaMeisim before Olam Haba, that meant that there's actually no Tchiyas HaMeisim at all. To which everyone mistakenly accused the Rambam of Chas V'Shalom not believing in Olam Haba. Now, in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now, obviously, the Rambam would not deny Tchiyas HaMeisim Chas V'Shalom. First of all, as we described earlier, it's an imperative to Yiddishkeit. Number two is that the Rambam himself writes in many places that one who doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim is Kofer Be'ikra. So how could the Rambam himself, Chas V'Shalom, even have a Havamim that someone should think that the Rambam was Kofer in Tchiyas HaMeisim? This makes no sense. So this was a very, very big issue. And once we go through this issue, we'll see why it was a misunderstanding of the Rambam. And the Rambam, of course, believes in Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the question just was, what type of Tchiyas HaMeisim? Okay? So, let's go through the shittas. The Ramban is, I think, the way we normally understand it. So the Rambam says, this world we live in, with a conflict between the physical body and the neshama, death is the separation between the two, and the neshama goes to the olam haneshamos, where there is no physical existence. Immediately, this planet will have and host, planet Earth, the way we know it, will host Yemos HaMashiach when Mashiach comes. This is part of this world. According to the Ramban, nothing will change. And the purpose is similar to that of the Rambam. The purpose is for us to live with a greater clarity. The purpose of Yemos HaMashiach is to take away the challenges, to understand the mission that we have in this world, that all the people in the world will see it that way. And we will have an opportunity with much greater clarity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through clarity. However, there is no Tchiyas HaMeisim, which would mean, essentially, that according to the Ramban, in the simple understanding of the Ramban's setup, only those individuals who were living to see Mashiach will be merits to see Mashiach. The rest of the people will not be there for Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be for the generation in which Mashiach came. That's the simple understanding of the Ramban's Shita. Following, in middle of Yemos HaMashiach, there will be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, and everyone will be Zeichet Tchiyas HaMeisim, and that will usher in the era of Olam Haba. Now, until this moment, the neshama goes through a cleansing process in Gehenna and Gan Eden, etc., and the body is purified through burial. They will reunite and exist in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the eternal existence of a person with his neshama and guf together, and they will live like the way Adam HaRishon lived before the sin, that the body enhanced the neshama. The body was not a stira to the neshama. The body was not a chatzitza between the neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there will be no conflict between the body and the soul. That's why Adam HaRishon did not have to wear clothing, because being naked was not an embarrassment. The guf was not anything to be embarrassed of. It didn't pull a person down. This is the sugya of, according to the Ramban, that is the setup of the belt. Okay? Okay, now, the Rambam, on the other hand, seems to argue on this. And the Rambam says that Olam Haba starts from there. Olam Haba is not like the Ramban says. There will be no guf in Olam Haba. Because what would be the purpose of a guf in Olam Haba? The purpose of a guf is for physical nisyonos, for physical, to partake in the physical world. Olam Haba is a purely spiritual world where there is no guf and there is no nothing, bringing the person down. Okay, that's the Rambam's shita. And therefore, it cannot be that after you make some Mashiach, it just has a mason. As a matter of fact, the Rambam holds that after you make some Mashiach, like we said here, days when clarity of mission will be brought into the world, all nature will remain as is, but no more goals or challenges. We will live with the ultimate sense of mission and satisfaction of doing what's on Hashem. People are given an opportunity to receive even more reward at this time because you're living with a guf in Yom HaMashiach. You will get more schar, more clarity. They will die again before the final stage so that the neshama can live by itself in Olam Haba. This is the Rambam's version. So obviously there's no Tchias HaMesim before Olam Haba. That ushers in the question, so where is Tchias HaMesim fit in according to the Rambam? So the answer is that the Tchias HaMesim fits in before Yom HaMashiach. The Tchias HaMesim is after Olam Hazeh, before Mashiach will come, the body will be reunited with the soul. The purpose of this, according to the Rambam, is to offer a person another opportunity to perfect themselves during Mashiach in order to bring Olam Haba, but this is not a permanent state. This is not meant to be a state of perfection, according to the Rambam. There is a proof to this Rambam Shita from what we say on Shabbos. We have a song, right? Ein kerkach Hashem Elokeinu, in the rach lach Hashem Elokeinu, ba'olam hazeh, v'yein zulascha malkeinu, lechayein olam haba. And then the next line goes, Efes biltecha goyaleinu, you are the only goyal to us, l'moisa Mashiach, when it comes to Yemos HaMashiach. Vein doim l'cha Moshienu l'schias HaMesim. So it mentions Yemos HaMashiach, and then it mentions Tchias HaMesim. Seems to indicate that the Ramban, and not like the Rambam. It's an interesting Nakuda, okay? Now, this is very basic. I want to go over this. Tomorrow night, there will be no shir. I will not be here. But Thursday, I want to go over this one more time for the rest of the Chevra and just to get more clarity. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick it up on Thursday.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Colton.